Bong. Chris Pratt pulls world's most famous plumber gig. Bong. Netflix signs golden ticket deal. Bong. The New Day take on The Undertaker in a Netflix show. Bong. Disney Plus Day. All this week's trailers and more.
Oh, welcome to the Paul and Griffith Movie News Show. Your weekly little look into the world of movie news, of movies and films and all that. Sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze here. It kind of made me chuckle with your Netflix New Day take on The Undertaker.
Oh, we'll get to that. It's crazy.
We'll get to it. It's going to be exciting. But yeah, obviously, most are familiar. But for those who are new, welcome. And yeah, every Tuesday, Paul and Griffin Movie News Show, where we look at all the new movie news and everything going on, trailers, etc. And Thursday is the film review. We continue Project 99, and we can't talk about the film we're doing.
But we can't talk about it. We can't
talk about it. It's gonna be a hard review.
Difficult review. Be a 1 minute review, but we've done it, nailed it.
We've got allude to a club about fighting, but we can't talk about it. But yeah, it's gonna be mayhem. That's coming Thursday. Get excited about that. Project 99 continues, where we obviously rank it five different categories, as well as talking about our opinions, memories, etc. You don't want to miss it. But what you also don't want to miss is some of the things that are coming out with movie news. So Griffy, Griff, Griff, hit us up. What's happening?
What? Let's start. I suppose I say the biggest news probably is the biggest news that came about. We are getting a Super Mario Brothers animated movie, and the cast is quite exciting. Chris Pratt will play Mario, Anya Taylor Joy, Charlie Day, Jack Black as Bowser, Keegan-Michael Key, Seth Rogen, Fred Armisen, Kevin Michael Richardson, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Charles Martinet. And it's due holiday 2022. I think in America, holiday 2022 is this time next year.
I believe so, yeah, holiday season. It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Do yeah. Mario, take one step and then again. Here's the thing. In the original Mario cartoon, you used to switch to the live action bit with Mario dancing with Luigi. Who played Mario?
I don't know.
Captain Lou Albano.
Is it Captain Lou played Mario? Oh, yes.
Who was also obviously in Cyndi Lauper, Girls Who Want to Have Fun. It was the dad. Keep it coming. What do you want from me?
I got probably like Chris Pratt as Mario.
And in the Goonies video as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Goonies video. We discussed
it's in the archives. Yeah.
It's in the archives. Charlie Day as Luigi. Charlie Day from It's All Sunny in Philadelphia. Seth Rogen's Donkey Kong. Yeah. Jack Black is Bowser.
Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key as Toad. Sebastian Maniscalco as Spike. Oh, and Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach. What have you been in, Anya? Oh, I recognise her face. It's the girl from Queen's Gambit. Oh.
There you go. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. A plumber named Mario travels through an underground labyrinth with his brother Luigi, trying to save a captured princess. Featured film adaptation of the popular video game. Expected December 21st. 2022. I think if they get the animation right, it'll be very, very enjoyable. We'll see if it's better than the live action movie of the same name.
Oh, one day we should watch that.
We should. We definitely should.
It'd be good to do almost like a live reaction to that. Because I don't think the actual words of like one headphone in and just talk. I don't know, we'll work something out.
Yeah, definitely. Netflix lands golden ticket by buying the Roll Dial Estate. Which is probably a massive move. Yeah. So technically Netflix can make Roll Dial movies.
I'm trying to think what actually needs remaking. I mean, Witches is pretty much new out.
I wouldn't mind a version of the Twits. Because I used to love the Twits as a kid, Twits, reading the book. Because I always remember in the Twits, they were horrible to each other. And the one thing I remember was, there was one point where he or she kept on chopping an inch off of her walking stick every day. So she thought she was shrinking. Which I thought is hilarious. And at some point, one of them put all the stuff on the ceiling to make him feel it's upside down. I don't know. I think a version of the Twits. I don't think we need another Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So we've just had the Witches. Fantastic Mr. Fox was done very well recently. James and the Giant Peach. There was a movie. I don't know.
Enormous Crocodile.
I used to love the Enormous Crocodile. I don't know how you can make that a movie, though. I don't know how you could. It's not long enough story.
In the world.
Yeah. I suppose you could do. No one's ever done the sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Is it Charlie Through the Looking Glass? No, Charlie the Glass Elevator. Like, something like that. Something like that. There's definitely a sequel to BFG. But BFG has been done again recently,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, BFG was. I mean, it probably was like, you know, at least like 6 years ago or something. But it's still new enough. I don't think people are craving for a new one. Matilda, was that done recently?
I suppose they could turn these things into TV shows.
James and the Giant Peach, obviously.
Could eat a peach for
George's, is it George's Marvelous Medicine, I think.
Yep. It just lies, but yeah.
Yeah, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, that needs to be.
That's the one. I don't think anyone's ever taken that on. So,
I guess technically they could do a new one because of the split reaction to the Johnny Depp version. And it's the main one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
It's the main one, but it's the biggest, but yeah.
We then got an announcement. I said announcement. It was sponsored on Instagram. I was just scrolling up and it's thrown in my place. Disney Plus Day. Hashtag Disney Plus Day. So streaming exclusively on November the 12th, we're getting Marvel Studios Shang-Chi and The Legend of Ten Rings, which is crazy quick, seeing as it only came out beginning of this month. Disney's Jungle Cruise, which came out, I think, the end of the month before.
That's Jumanji.
Yeah, The Rock and... Yep. We are getting the new Home Sweet Home Alone, which is the Home Alone sequel movie or whatever it is. Getting a Disney's Olaf Presents. Not sure if that's a short or a movie, but I suppose with it being sent to a Frozen, be a Christmassy feel. Disney and Pixar's Ciao Alberto. Again, not sure if that's a short or a movie. We're getting an all-new short from The Simpsons. We're getting season 2 of The World According to Jeff Goldblum, which I know you're very interested in.
Yeah, that was really, really great first season if you're into jeans or trainers or whatever else.
Derek, you're getting a new five episodes. We're getting a Star Wars special look, a Marvel special look, Dope Sick, whatever Dope Sick is, and more. So, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I suppose it's very... My main issue with films being for free on Disney Plus so soon, it's not really an issue, but I suppose it will dent the... I know in these times, people aren't massively comfortable going to the cinema. These films, obviously, mine and your generation, Paul,
yeah,
remember, if you didn't see a film at the cinema, you couldn't rent the video until like 6 months' time.
At least, and then, maybe longer.
Maybe even longer. And he wouldn't come on TV until a year. And that's only if it was on Sky. So these things are crazily... All of a sudden, it's cut to like 2 or 3 months.
The industry is moving so fast now. It's crazy. I mean, just everything. I mean, even like trailers. I mean, we literally had to go to the cinema to see what the new films were. The trailers were massive. You'd get there early to try and get an idea of the new trailers for films. And now they're literally dropped on things like YouTube and Twitter and stuff. So you don't even...
That's the only disappointment. Really, when I go to the cinema, I sit there and I'm like, I've seen this trailer. I did this trailer on the last week's show. And the magic of the cinema, that's the only thing. I know they say, oh, if you go to see this film, you'll get an exclusive trailer, which haven't been released yet. But 3 or 4 days later, it'll be on the internet.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, they need to find a balance.
Mm. Yeah,
they do. They need to find a balance, you know, and it's hard because obviously watching the films is still good, but like you say, you know, people are gonna get turned off if you know, unless you sort of sit there and can watch it at home in like a month.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's yeah, everything's just moving way too cheap. Fast.
And obviously, cinema doesn't make it easy on themselves for how much they charge sometimes. Like I've got a limitless card for Odeon, and for Bond, they've brought back premium where like I actually have to pay like a little bit extra if we're a decent seat. Whereas seeing a normal film, you don't.
Yeah.
So yeah, cinema doesn't help themselves, but now they've got to make money. They're probably crying for money. But yeah, just mental. But yeah, Disney Plus Day. I'm sure we'll get a bit more details closer to the time.
Yeah, it'd be interesting with that. I mean, apart from obviously some of the free films, I'm interested for the Star Wars and Marvel special look. I mean, I love a documentary. I love the behind the scenes. And for like Star Wars especially, for as massive as it is, I don't think there's ever really been a full-on behind the scenes look at all the original footage and all that, and they'll have everything. They could just flick through hours and probably do a proper... I mean, it's probably going to be nothing like it, but in my head, I think they could do something really special.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, on that day, release a tease for The Mandalorian Season 3. If they're going to make a whole day of it, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some bigger announcements on the day. We'll see. I mean, the good thing with Disney Plus is I go on Disney Plus every day now, and because I'm going through Bob's Burgers, but they keep on adding stuff. I know Stars started off really kind of strong, but they're still adding stuff.
They do. You kind of sat there and you think, oh, there's a few like heavy hitters, but nothing really. But no, they seem to be soaking up a lot of full TV shows and all this, and I'd say it's very much on par, I guess, with Netflix. I mean, Netflix for me, the edge, because I do love a documentary. And like I say, I think Netflix are, you know, the best at documentaries.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Disney, they can have slightly edgier films, but I don't think they found a way to really transition to edgy documentaries yet, because I don't know if it's too far away from...
Yeah, I don't know if it said niche, so to speak.
Yeah, what they are, isn't it? But, yeah. Yeah, no, fascinating.
It's all good. It's all good. More bang for your buck. That was it, like, news around. So we go for the trailers. Let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. so we've got a trailer for Escape the Undertaker. Can the New Day survive the surprises at... Oh, I've lost the rest of the description. Where is it?
It's for me to talk about it. It's a bit of me, this is.
Yeah, it is a bit of you. Just get the synopsis. Oh, it's not even on there. It is a bit of you. So it's an interactive film show.
Yeah, for those people that have, you know, Netflix have done the interactive ones before. So we've had the Bear Grylls one, we've had the Black Mirror, where you go through and you have to make your choices whether you wanted to listen to this album, that album, you know, kill your dad, don't kill your dad. For people that've done the you know, if you've done the Black Mirror ones and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not just being fucking weird. But then obviously WWE have hooked up with Netflix, new project with The Undertaker, where basically he's in his lair, I guess you could call it.
Mansion, lair, yeah.
Mansion, yeah. And the New Day basically go there, and you've got to basically try to guide New Day around, where, like, you know, Xavier Woods will walk off and you're like, go with Xavier Woods, or sort of like go through the other door instead. You sort of go guide your way through to, I guess, either get into the Undertaker or get, I'd say getting out, because they literally walked in, so that makes no point.
I think you're trying to get, are they trying to get his urn?
Yes.
The thing is, I must definitely watch this. One of my only problems with these shows is the replayability.
Well,
I know there's loads. I know there's loads of different like things you do, but hopefully, it's different enough to make me want to give it a go again, again, and again.
Well, I think we should both promise when this drops, we both do it, and obviously write down our paths.
I'll write down what journey we did and write down.
Yeah,
what we
and
did,
we'll what both happens. Review it and talk about how far we've got. We won't reveal anything to each other until we do the show.
Sounds perfect.
We've got to agree. We'll, whatever the first thing is, we'll message each other and we'll both pick a whatever you pick, I'll pick a different one for the first one.
Deal. It comes out October 5th. So there won't be, you won't hear us next episode, be the episode after.
We'll drop it, whatever. I mean, even if it's just a bonus, whatever, it'll be out there.
But great. The only other thing, obviously, Monsters are horror. And I'm like, oh my God, this could be dark. But then I remember that, like, it's WWE. It's not going to be too dark. But it looks a lot of fun. I love The New Day. I love The Undertaker. Really surprised it's not on the WWE Network. But I suppose it could be that surprise because WWE have done a few things with Netflix.
And don't forget the WWE Network doesn't actually exist anymore. Now Peacock.
It is Peacock.
Over here it is, but out there in the main money-making world, it's not really the same anymore, is it? It's an addition to Peacock, so I don't know if it's something they could sort of do. Because I think they like, if they can get away with projects with people like Netflix, it makes perfect sense for them to do it.
Definitely.
It brings more billions of eyes on them.
Another thing that's right up your street, more you than me, Muppets Haunted Mansion on Halloween night.
God.
Gonzo is challenged to spend one night in the Haunted Mansion. I thought this has got you written all over it.
This, like, it's moments like this where I wish, like, Nick was a guest on the show because he loves the Muppets as well. I am buzzing for this. I absolutely love the Muppets. I think the effects, everything about this looks so cool. And the kid inside me is absolutely going bonkers. Waka, waka, waka. About how much I want to see this. I think it looks so good. I really do.
My takeaway from the trailer was like, oh my God, that's Danny Trejo. What is Danny Trejo doing in something like this?
The Muppets always have everyone and anyone in.
They really do.
Alfonso, loves the Muppets.
Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, you've got Ed Asner, who only literally died. He must have filmed his scene because he died most recently, obviously in Cobra Kai as well. Will Arnett. Is he the annoying guy that did the Lego hosting? That good Lego show. But like, he was just really annoying.
Maybe. He was, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was.
Was a bit annoying, but.
Yeah. Nice. But, you ain't got a lot of time to wait either for this. This is October the 8th, obviously, to Disney Plus. So,
book the day off. I think I'm bringing that one back just for this.
Bringing it back. He's bringing it back. Where do we go to next? Let's go to, I suppose, let's go for a little bit of, I suppose, both of us now. Now you're on the hype train. Cobra Kai season 4. Oh, we got a, it's not even a full trailer, it's a teaser trailer, which was amazing. But what was dropped was New Year's Eve, which was like, oh my God, which my wife's not very excited about because New Year's Day, obviously, I watched season 3 all in the same day. And I'm not sure she wants me to watch season 4 on New Year's Eve. But the trailer looked really exciting. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you pushed and pushed and pushed. I binged all 3 seasons. They're, like I said, they're easy watches. They're short enough episodes. Obviously, they're bringing back more of the originals. Just when you think there's sort of no one else, they pluck out more to grab your interest. And yeah, there's enough of it to be. I think it's gonna be really good. I mean, why we're both so far in, why wouldn't you watch it? And like I said, they're short episodes. If you haven't seen it, you've got enough time to catch up. It's got enough for nostalgia. It's got enough for the audiences. And yeah, go watch it because it looks decent.
Definitely. Obviously, the main story is going to be obviously how can Johnny work with Dan? Daniel Russo. It feels weird calling him Dan. And obviously the return of what's his name for Karate Kid 3, which is going to be amazing. But I think Mike Barnes is from number 3 is going to come back as well. He talks a lot of. You don't interact with a show as much. Because just because you're in the films, if you're not like involved, you don't really have to tweet or interact as much. And he seems to interact a lot, the person who plays Mark Barnes.
Yeah.
So, Terry Silver, that's the name I'm looking for. Terry Silver's come back, very grey haired, but the ponytail's back. But yeah, December 31st, can't wait. We then got a trailer for Apple TV original movie. I don't think any of these trailers that would. Oh, maybe one trailer isn't a streaming service movie, which we'll come to. Finch, on a post-apocalyptic Earth, a robot built to protect the life of his creator's beloved dog learns about life, love, friendship, what it means to be human. It's definitely got massive Fallout vibes, even though it's not a Fallout movie. Obviously, it looks like it's mainly Tom Hanks, which he
Yeah.
knows he can obviously act on his own with old Castaway. I don't know. It looks really cheery and really, it just looks. It looks like I can't miss this.
Yeah, it looks decent. I mean, we talked about it off air, and we sort of said, something about Tom Hanks, and this is really, really appealing. I think it's a fascinating story. It's a different enough kind of story, and it looks like it's going to be a hell of a journey. It looks like one of these films that you end up feeling sort of physically tired by the end of it because it looks like it's going to be a proper sort of
Yeah.
emotional like journey and all that with them all. So it's going to be decent.
Yeah, looks good. This is due out November 5th, 2021. Obviously, Apple trying to like fight back and get a bit of your attention. Back to Netflix. We had a trailer for Army of Thieves, which is a prequel to Army of the Dead, which obviously is in the archives. We discussed it. I think this looks a lot of fun if, as the trailer shows, it's minimal zombies. It is about safe cracking. I love a good like Ocean's 11 guy breaking into safes and all that. If it concentrates on that, I think this would be a big hit with me. What did you think of it?
Yeah, same. I think I'd like it if basically like it's all focused on, like you said, the safes, but sort of like in the background you see like TVs where it says like breaking news and it shows like zombie clips and all that, but it's not actually any, it's just in the background, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
So
totally.
you've got the tire where they're talking about the news, but they're so caught up in what they're doing, they're not really paying attention to any of what's happening on the news. that'd be a good kind of tie-in. But yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, obviously, there's plenty of twists and turns with Army of the Dead, so Army of the Thieves. I'd imagine there's going to be a few shocks in it as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, looks enjoyable. I haven't got long to wait. October 29th. And yeah, coming to Netflix. Also coming to Netflix, The Sandman. Upon escaping after decades of imprisonment by a mortal wizard, Dream, the personification of dreams, sets about to reclaim his lost equipment. It's probably more a teaser trailer than a trailer, because I think it just shows literally him being brought to, not brought to life, been risen. That's the word, risen. Yeah, I don't know what to think about it, really. It's just Charles Dance kind of bringing him, and didn't see Metallica anywhere.
I was it's a Spider-Man joke, to be honest, but
oh, I should have done Spider-Man joke.
Save it, there should have been more trailers. But yeah, it looks alright. Didn't really be interesting, I guess. I don't know if it's going to be like
oh, it's a series. It's not even a film, it's a show.
So I'm guessing they've brought back some sort of a demons type thing.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And it's almost like a potluck, which one was going to come back.
Yeah.
And the Sandman's the one that come back, which I'm guessing he's going to attack people in their dreams, like Freddy Krueger.
Hopefully.
I'm going for that, because I'm guessing it's going to be all based on when people sleep, he sort of takes them and stuff. So I don't know. We'll see. It'd be interesting. But if it's a series and they've mentioned multiple ones, you know, it does lead to potentially people can bring back other characters for other series if it does do well. Sort of yeah. Like an American horror kind of thing where every series is a different kind of thing, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sticking with Netflix, we got a trailer for Extraction 2. Synopsis is sequel to 2020 action thriller Extraction. Thanks for that. Thanks to IMDb. And then Chris Hemsworth's the only confirmed cast. So I even though we got a trailer for it, I don't know if we're getting this anytime soon.
It was just a complete teaser, wasn't it? It was almost just I mean, this the way this looks is I wouldn't even be surprised if this was a deleted scene from you know, the original, almost like it would have been an original after credit scene kind of thing.
So have you seen all the original?
Yeah.
Is it anything to do any supernatural stuff? Because obviously he's at the bottom of the water and then all of a sudden he gets up. Like, is it any supernatural stuff?
No. No supernatural stuff. But it's very much... I think that's more of a Rocky... Get up, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Rather than like supernatural, do you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, you're not...
Yeah.
You're at the bottom of the ocean, get up, kind of thing. But yeah, I like the original. The second one, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, but why not? I'm here for it.
It's got a hashtag, gun breaks alive or breaks not... dead or something like that.
Yeah, a bit of a spoiler if you haven't seen
which I haven't.
The original. But to be fair, it's been out for ages, so
yeah, it's not my fault. It's my fault.
Well, they do just do a teaser, but not showing the main guy.
True. Hasn't got a date yet, but yeah, probably next year at some point. Then jumping over to Amazon Prime, The Electrical Life of Louis Wayne. English actor Louis Wayne rises to prominence at the end of the 19th century for his surreal cat paintings, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. Half me feels this looks really cheery, it looks really fun, and half me feels like, what the hell is this?
I just, of all the trailers this week, this is the one I kind of switched off from the most. I mean, it didn't really... I felt like as a trailer, it was quite quirky and funny. But as a whole film, I can imagine myself getting bored of it very quickly.
It's now 51 minutes as well.
It's a lot
of chats. I don't know what to think of it, really. There's obviously quite a few people in Claire Foy from The Crown. It seems to be like his love interest in it. I saw Taika Waititi in it. I think I'll wait to hear what people think about it, whether I watch it or not. Coming November 5th to Amazon Prime Video. We only got a full trailer this time. Obviously, last week we talked about the teaser trailer for I Know What You Did Last Summer. And now we've got the full trailer for I Know What You Did Last Summer. And my opinion has not changed.
Yeah, so my opinion's not changed. I'm not really bothered either way, to be honest.
It just seems to be more dragged out. Eight episodes. I just really don't care for it. But if you do, October 15th, just around the corner for you. But I'd say watch the film. Watch the film if you want to watch it.
That's the thing. I mean, with this, I mean, the best thing I sort of feel like I can hope for is people watch it and sort of end up getting things going. I can't believe you haven't seen it. It's amazing. I mean, that's sort of what I hope for, really. But
we'll see. And then the only trailer not to be on a streaming service was for Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch, which, if you know Wes Anderson films, they're very quirky, they're very weird, but often quite brilliant. And I suppose just excited to see just all the cast that's in there, all that, oh, I know who you are. There's loads of people in this. But have you seen any of Wes Anderson's work? Speaking of Fantastic Mr. Fox, he did the animated Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is really good.
Bits. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it'd be cool. I don't know.
I did like the Grand Budapest Hotel. That was that was good. I wasn't a fan of Royal Tenenbaums, but it's got quite a big cast, and it's got a release date. There's no release date. I mean, cinemas October 22nd.
I did like the way it was shot, this one. It kind of felt like they really captured almost like I want to say Clockwork Orange kind of era.
Mm.
It had very much sort of the bright colours with the thing. It was good, yeah. That'd be interesting.
Will be interesting. And then that's pretty much the trailers and all that for this week. There's a little bit of stuff this week in history. Not as many as normal week. 1954, the first remake of A Star Is Born, starring Judy Garland and James Mason, premieres at the Pantages Theatre, Los Angeles. I know you own about eight different copies of that.
I like to. Sometimes I like to play them all at the same time as well. And I do a drinking game on what star is born first. And whatever, obviously, it depends on what shot I do.
You should have a porn star martini.
Well, it depends. That's remake number 5. If that star is born first, then I will do it. And it's great.
In 1960, The Flintstones, the first animated sitcom created by Hanna-Barbera, premieres on ABC in the US.
Oh, come in, Mr. Flintstone. I can make your beard rock.
Did you ever watch The Flintstones when they meet the Jetsons?
I think I saw it floating around, but I don't think I ever saw it.
That's a good little spin-off.
There you go. It's the review that people want.
That's it. In 1968, cult zombie film Night of the Living Dead, directed by George A. Romero, starring Dwayne Jones and Judith O'Day, premieres in Pittsburgh.
Oh, do you ever see The Night of the Living Dead where they met the Jetsons?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, so.
In 1974, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre horror film premieres in director Tob Hooper's hometown, Austin, Texas, in the US.
Speaking of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we were talking about, weren't we? Old Smith's Toys, that the old sort of toy shop.
Mm.
They've got in stock the old Leatherface Funko.
She's really random for a kid's.
That's why, yeah, it's weird because you can't really relate it to anything. I mean, I guess Funko's are Funko's, but it just seems a bit, I don't know, I just thought it was strange.
Yeah, it's definitely weird if a kid picks it up, like, what's this from?
Let's go and watch it.
Yeah, let's go and watch this. In 1994, Ed Wood film directed by Tim Burton and starring Johnny Depp premieres. I've never seen it, but heard good things. And in 2001, Scrubs starring Zach Braff as Dr. John J.D. Dorian premieres on NBC. And then that's it.
God, that is it. But that is not it for the week.
No,
because Project 99 continues on Thursday as we review Fight Club. And we're really excited to talk about Fight Club.
Your homework is to come back Thursday. That's your homework.
Oh, there we go. It works. Just imagine if your school, like, they gave you homework just to come in. Lovely, wouldn't it? It's easy homework, everyone. Yeah. But yeah, obviously we're doing that. Will it make it to the top of the charts for Project 99? Is it good enough to get to the top? This, I'd say, potentially one of the first heavy hitters.
Yeah, definitely.
We've floated around. We've been nice. We've warmed you in. Now we're coming out with some big guns. So yeah, you want to be a part of this. Project 99 continues. The news is back next Tuesday. If you want more, daily more, we can find off of Instagram.
At Paul and Griff Show.
And if you just fancy reading hours and hours of tweets and content, where can they find us on Twitter?
At Paul and Griff Show.
That's perfect. That should be all you need. Hopefully see you back Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your week till then.
Make sure you're there. Bye.